This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Israel and Hamas agreed to extend a temporary truce by another day, minutes before it was set to expire Thursday morning, according to Qatar, which has been mediating between the two sides. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Israel had agreed to extend the truce by one day for every 10 militant held hostages who are freed. The ceasefire, which began November 24 and was originally set to expire on Monday, has paused the deadliest fighting between Israel and Palestinians in decades. Israel has vowed to resume the war, though, in an effort to end Hamas's 16-year rule of Gaza. But it's facing mounting international pressure to spare southern Gaza a devastating ground offensive. Meanwhile, two gunmen have opened fire on a crowded bus station at the entrance of Jerusalem, killing some people and wounding others, according to Jerusalem police. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
One of the commanding figures in U.S. foreign policy of the 20th century, Henry Kissinger, has died. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has that story.
So what did the news ticker say, Henry?
February 1973.
They say North Vietnam said today that the way is clear now to resume releases of U.S. prisoners of war. That's the lead on AP.
That recording from the Nixon Library and the National Archives, President Nixon speaking with then National Security Advisor Henry Kissinger. Kissinger dominated foreign policy as the U.S. extricated itself from Vietnam and broke down barriers with China.
A conflict between China and the United States
in 2012
would be a disaster for both countries.
Kissinger said improving relations with China should be the preferred course.
And it would be impossible to describe what a victory would look like.
Henry Kissinger was 100. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And for more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. After a fatal U.S. Air Force crash of an Osprey, Japan says they'll suspend their own flights of the aircraft. Rescuers search waters off Japan for seven U.S. Air Force personnel whose Osprey crashed during a training exercise. One person was found dead in the sea Wednesday, according to the Japanese Coast Guard. A U.S. Navy warship has shot down a drone launched by Houthis from Yemen. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer has that story.
The U.S. military says a U.S. Navy destroyer, the USS Kearney, shot down a drone launched from Yemen in the Southern Red Sea. U.S. Central Command says the drone was launched from a Houthi-controlled area of Yemen and was heading towards the Kearney, which was escorting other ships at the time. There were no injuries or damage to the ships, but it's the latest in a string of threats from Iranian-backed Houthi rebels. The shootdown comes a day after an Iranian drone flew within 1,500 yards of the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower aircraft carrier as it was conducting flight operations in international waters. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
U.S. prosecutors announced murder-for-hire charges against an Indian man for an assassination attempt in New York City. AP correspondent Donna Water reports.
52-year-old Nick Gupta is accused of murder for hire and conspiracy to commit murder for hire. U.S. officials say they became aware in the spring of a plot to kill Gurpatwant Singh Panoon, who lives in New York and is pushing for the creation of a sovereign Sikh state in India. Panoon is considered a terrorist by the Indian government, and he alleges that India is paying hundreds of thousands to kill him.
For me, the indictment of Nick Gupta is indictment of Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who has a track record of a known human rights violator who uses violence to suppress the political dissent.
A spokesperson for India's External Affairs Ministry says India has taken the allegations seriously and is examining the issue. Panoon says getting rid of him will not stop the push for a separatist state. I'm Donna Water.
NATO member Finland has closed its last remaining border crossing with Russia. The move Wednesday comes after the government decided to seal the entire border with its eastern neighbor amid rising political tensions between the two countries. The decision to close the entire 1,340-kilometer border was made by Finland's government over concerns Moscow is using migrants to wage hybrid warfare to destabilize the Nordic country following its entry into NATO. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.